Our epistle for the third Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits. To no man render evil for evil, but provide good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as far as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if thy enemy is hungry, give him food. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. At that time, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came up and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And stretching forth his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See thou tell no one, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a witness to them." Now when he had entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion who entreated him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying sick in the house, paralyzed, and is grievously afflicted." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." But in answer, the centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, and I have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following him, "Amen, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and from the west and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be put forth into the darkness outside, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And the servant was healed in that hour. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we are presented with the gospel of the centurion and the leper that was cured. If you take a look at the reading of this miracle, in the Gospel of St. Luke, who is a doctor, tells us this leper was filled with leprosy. There are different types of leprosy. There was one that was just on the skin level, and there was another that was, they're filled with leprosy. The corruption has gone under the skin and into their very bones. And this leper came to our Lord, possibly having heard from a distance the things that our Lord spoke or heard of the miracles that he worked, but he came to our Lord. And he said this prayer, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." It is the prayer that we want to focus on. If you knew our Lord was in the town, first off, would you go up to see him? To be face to face with him? And if you would be so bold as to go and meet him face to face, what would you say to him? Would you say the prayer of the blind man? "Lord, that I may see." Or how about the prayer of the mother of the sons of Zebedee? "That my sons, one be on thy right and one upon thy left in thy kingdom." His answer to her was, "You don't know what you ask." How about the prayer of Simon Peter? "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." My favorite, one of my favorite prayers that I read about in the scriptures, that a person prayed to Christ, was the thief on Good Friday on the cross next to our Lord. "Remember me when you enter your kingdom." Got more than he bargained for. Christ took him to the kingdom. Our prayer must be both humble and contrite. What does humble mean? Humble means truth. Humility is truth. Humility is not a made-up thing. People come up with all sorts of definition for things. But humility is truth. As we stand before God, who am I? The truth of the matter is, I'm a creature made by the Creator. I'm a sinner saved by the Savior. I have the potential to be a saint made so by the Redeemer. Humility is truth. Contrite means it comes from the heart. Our prayer comes from the heart. We mean it. Not just the nonchalant saying that seems to roll off our lips. "Oh yeah, I love you too." That's why we pray the Hail Mary oftentimes, isn't it? "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour." We don't even think about what we say. Contrite also means the right way to do it. Some people, they take a prayer and, you know, this prayer is in this need or that need, and we should petition to these saints for the certain needs that we have. God has given them a special vocation to help us out in those endeavors. Whether it be St. Anthony to find things, or St. Jude for impossible cases, or the different things that we go to the different saints for. But far too many people make the prayers something of a superstition. This isn't pleasing to God. I have to say this prayer this many times to get this. No. I mean, if we're persistent in our prayers, okay. It's fine. It's good to make it a habit of prayer, but we do not make our prayers something superstitious. Because those prayers are not prayers at all. Ineffectual, and might be even offensive to the good Lord, and we don't want to do that. Now, in a humble and a contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. We present ourselves as we are before him. We recognize ourselves and we recognize him for who he is. So what prayer would you pray standing face to face with the good Lord? Would it be the prayer of the centurion? that we read of in today's gospel. Take a look at this. The priest, in a few moments, will turn around and say, "Behold the Lamb of God," holding up the host, the consecrated host, "he who comes to take away the sins of the world," and then inspires us to pray the same prayer that the centurion prays. Oh, not just once at Mass, repeats it three times before we receive Holy Communion. Repeats it three times before he receives Holy Communion. Domine non sum dignus ut interessub tectum meum satanta de verba asanabitur anima mea. Lord, I am not worthy. Thou shalt enter. Say the word, "All in my soul shall be healed." For my dear friends, the reality of standing face to face with Christ is right here, right now, and is here before us today. Lord, that I may really see your presence in the Blessed Sacrament with the eyes of faith. That I may truly believe in what I say I believe. And that I might partake in the life that you present to me here, today, now. This takes faith. But that faith can happen in a moment if you want it. That's why Christ says, "Ask and you shall receive." What is it that you're going to ask him for today? Make it something that does not interfere with the contrition and the humility of your heart as you stand before him. St. James says, "The prayer of faith shall save the sick man." But the sick man first must admit he's sick. We have a fallen human nature. Without Christ, we are nothing. Christ himself tells us this: "Without me, you can do nothing." But St. Paul says, adds to it when he says, "But I can do all things in him who strengthens me." So let us present ourselves to the good Lord with a humble and a contrite heart. Ask him for the things that we stand in need of, most in need of. First and foremost, the spiritual needs that we have. The grace to be able to make it through each day, every day, to abide in his love. And as our days come to an end, that we may realize our true goal and our true purpose and our true place to be one with him. Not only in time, but for all eternity in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.